Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw the kasha that was asked by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That the Gemara says that the Torah says that we have to burn the trees that were served as idols, and the Gemara asks, Eretz Yisrael is Yerusha Me'avoseyim. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. So it must be that they can't aser these asherim, these trees, because they don't belong to the Goyim, they belong to Avram and his descendants. And those trees that preceded Avraham Avinu, so those they can answer, but not the trees from the time of Avraham Avinu and on. But those trees have bittul, because Avodah Zarah of Goyim has bittul. So why do they have to burn the trees? From the time of Avraham Avinu, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. And then from before Avraham Avinu, there's Bittul for Avodah Zarah of Goyim. So what trees are the problem? The trees that they served when the Jews served the eagle. Then they showed, by serving the eagle, that they were pleased with Avodah Zarah, and the Goyim were like Shluchim of the Jewish people. The Gemara says that the ones after the Egel are Mutter, because there this, again, the Goyim can't answer it, because Ein Adam Moser Davar She'eino Shelo. It's only the actual trees that were served when the Jews had sinned, till they did Tshuva. Those are the trees that are going to be aser, but since we don't know which are which, Mela, we must burn all the trees. That's what the Gemara says. And then this of Beis, the name of Yosef, asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger, printed in the Tshuvas, that since Rov Asherosh of Eretz Yisrael Mutaros, why? Because the Goyim are going to be Mevatel, the Asheros, and then what's going to be, you're going to now look at all the Asheris which are Batel, and you're going to be able to say, okay, some come from the time from Avraham Avinu, in other Moshe Davar She'eino Shelo, from before Avraham Avinu. That's also cool because they were Mevatel that. So it turns out that the Rov here is going to be permitted trees. So we should be Matir, all the Asheros, after they're Mevatel, the Asheros, till they're Mevatel, we don't know which is which. But after their Mevatel, all the Asheros, we know that the Rov is Mutter. And beforehand, it could be that there's a Rov of Isser. Because what they, before the Bittul, because then you have before the time of Avraham Avinu and the time of the Egel. Now that you're Mevatel, all the trees, so then now you're going to have a Rov that's Mutter. So why aren't we mat there? Medin halacha charov, and you can't say kavua, kavua kamechta mechta dami, because the iser wasn't nikar v'makoma. Just like when you have 10 kosher stores, 10 stores, 9 of them kosher, 1 of them not, and then you go into a store and get some meat, and you don't know whether you got it in the kosher store or the unkosher store. We say kavua kamechta mechta dami because B'makoma was nikkur, but here B'makoma wasn't nikkur b'chlal. And we'd set a rule that there's no kavua when it's not nikkur. We don't say kol kavua k'mechta mechta dami. Memela, why don't we go after the rov? Say that most trees are mutter, so assume each tree is mutter. They're all mutter because of the rov. Answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger that the kavua, she'eino nikar, is not considered kavua, is al tzbitl barov. That's only when there's tarat's bitl. If there's tarat's bitl, we say that if it's kavua she'eino nikar, it's not considered kavua because you go after the rov. But here, there is no bitl. Because before the goyim were mevatel the avodah zarah, everything was usser. All the trees were usser before the bitl. And after they were mevatel, the heter is no lad b'tarovis. And as far as Hamordechai, as we saw, no lad b'tarovis. When the mevatel is no lad b'tarovis, and what's being mevatel is born in the mixture, is created in the mixture as it is here, there's no bittel. And that's even when the heter was nolad b'tarovis. As long as the mevatel was nolad b'tarovis, we said, there's no bittel. So here there's no bittel. So we go back to our rule of kol kavua kametza mechtad. I mean, that's where all the trees are going to be aser. So now we have to understand this Rebbe Akiva Eger. That's what we learned in the previous shir. So ask Mar Barabbi, I'm going to go to Ruchai Meir Harwood Shlita. The following question. There's a machlokas amoraim in Zvachim Ayin Chesamad Aleph. If Isurim are mevatlim zeh, are Isurim mevatl each other? Shlokish says they are. Rilazu says they're not. Halacha das a Rambam. Yud Ches Psulei Mekdashim Halach Chaf. Ein Mevatlam Zeze. Rosh Tshuvas Kal Chaf. Mevatlam Zeze. Kach Pasek Atur Yerodeh Sof Tzadi Ches. That's the machlokas. If the Chatichos have one shame Isser, everybody holds that one isn't Mevatl the other. Even if they're not the same taste, because they have the same shame Isser, there's no Bittl. Like the Tvur Shor writes in Simen Lam Yigim, we'll see if Katan Vav. So now we have the following suffix. What's the din if you have two chatichos? May iser echad. V'nofal letochem chaticha, may also iser. So you have two chatichos of one iser, and then you have another chaticha of the same iser. However, the two chatichos are lighter than the one chaticha. In other words, let's say you have two chatichos which are mutter bahana, and you have one chaticha which fell in the middle of them, got mixed in, which is asr bahana. Is this considered a nidon of isur shein mevatlim zeze? Because it's the same shame isur. It's the same shame isur that fell in. Just this isur is more chamor insofar as that it is asr bahana. It's the same shame isser, just this is has an additional isser hana in it. And the first two isurim are not asser b'hana, they're just asser b'achila. So do we say ein isurim avatim zazek, because it's the same shame isser? No. Since rov achatichos mutaros b'hana, so the gabe isser hana, it's considered a b'tarovis of isser and heter, and v'chein mistavr, so is logical to say. So now according to this, it would appear as follows, that the same would apply avodah zarah shel Yisrael, sheisura iser olam. Let's say you have an avodah zarah of a Jew, which as we said in the previous shir, is aser forever. And that was misarev berov avodah zarah shel goy. That was misarev with a rov avodah zarah of a goy that has a takana that the goy can be mevatlus. That's a lighter iser. So an iser avodah zarah of Yisrael, that's noifel atoch yisr sel avodah zarah of goyim, which does have a bittel, since the avodah zarah of the goy is more kal than the avodah zarah of Yisrael, so we would say bittel here. Yisbatel avodah zarah shel Yisrael bro avodah zarah shel goy, v'chazer hadin shel ha'achar shel ha'goy yifsal v'yivatel, after the goy is mevatel by cutting off a part of it, like we said in the previous shir, based on the Mishnah. After the goy is mevatel the avodah zara, so the goy is mevatel these three avodah zaras, and then the avodah zara of Israel is going to be mutter, and we will say bittel. We can't say that the avodah zara of Israel has no bittel olamis, because here it's batel berov, and it's considered two different isurin because the avodah zara of a goy is more kal, so it's considered a different isurin memela. We are going to say that it's going to be mevatel the Isra of Yisrael, and it's going to be mutter after bittel of this avodah zara, after you cut off part of the avodah zara, being mevatel it, and then there's going to be a din here of bittel barov, that the avodah zara of the Jew is going to be bittel barov avodah zara of the guy. So now we have to understand what's mashma from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the asheros shebizman ha'egel can only be misbatel after the goy is mevatel befoel all the asheros that preceded the egel. That's what we want to say, because after the, he's going to be, he doesn't know which is which, but he's mevatel all the asheros. The bizmana egel is not going to help, but he's mevatel now all the asheros of kodem ha-egel, where there is bittel, because of a zara of a goy. For, let's say, before the time of Avram Avinu, where it was not a Dabr Shein or Shelo, it belonged to the Goyim. So after he's Mevatel Befoal, the Asherot Shekoidem Egel, Rabbi Kiveger says, only then, after you're Mevatel, these Avodah Zarahs, only then the Asherot Shebizman HaEgel, you could possibly talk about Bittel. In the end, he says you can't, because Kokawoka Mechza Mechza David, but he says that only you can only get to the discussion of Bittel after your Mevatel before I'll be Asher with Shekoidem Egel Shelechayra. Gam Kodem Shebittel Hagoy, even before the Goy was Mevatel, why don't we say that since these Asheros Shebizman HaEgel are their Isser, is more Chamor? Why are the Asheros Shebizman HaEgel more Chamor? Because they have no Bittel. Why do they have no Bittel? They have no Bittel because they're Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. It's like the Goyim are the Jews, the Shlichim of the Jews, to serve this Avodah Zarah because they serve the Egel. So now there are Shlichim when they serve these Asheros. So since these are more Chamor Isser, they should already be Misbatel. They should be misbatel in those asheros that were before the egel, where the iser is more kal, because these are two different type of isurin. One has bittel and the other doesn't have bittel. One is more chamer, one is more kal. So since the rov is going to be the asheros that were served before the Egel, that's going to be more than the Avodah Zarah, the Asheros that were served during the Egel. So there should be Bittel for the Asheros that were served during the Egel, because there's a row of Asheros that were served before the Egel, and it's a different type of Isser, because the Asheros that were served before the Egel have Bittel, and the Asheros that were served during the Egel don't have Bittel. And now we can't say Kedivre Rabbi Akiva Eiger Shehaheter Nolad B'Tarovis, that the Heter was generated as part of the mixture. No, the Heter wasn't just born now at the time of Bittel. Even beforehand, they were considered Heter. Even before there was this Tarovis, the Avodah Zarah Shekodem HaEgel was considered Keheter Legabei HaAsheros Shebizman HaEgel. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood that they were all mixed in together. Originally they were all Aser. It was one big mixture of Iser. And then when you had all the Iser together, now the Heter is born. Now that you did the Bittel, Now the heter is born, but the heter is done. The heter is born, but tarovus. The heter was created when it was mixed up with iser. But that's not really true, because even beforehand, there was already heter, vis-a-vis the asherus shebizman ha'egel, because the asherus that were served before the egel, for the time of Avram Avinu, were originally heter vis-a-vis when you had the asheros of the Zmana Egel. You can't say that only after you did Bittel, you're going to have a heter for the asheros of before the Egel. They're going to be Mevato, the Asheros of during the Egel. It's not only now, they're already considered Heter beforehand. Even before they were mixed up. It's not that Heter was null ad b'tarovus. It's not that now that you do Bittel on all the Asheros that were before the Egel, now it's Heter. And since it's Heter shenull ad b'tarovus, that they were all mixed in together with the Isser, it was all big one big Isser, and they were all mixed in together before the Egel and after the Egel, and now the Heter is null ad, so it's too late, it doesn't work. No, the heter was already from beforehand, because the asheros of before Avram Avinu were independent. They were considered heter vis-a-vis the asheros that were served during the time of the Egel. As Kodim Shenis Arav, it's already Heter. Even before you did the Bittel to be Matir, the Asheris of before the Egel. Even before that Bittel, it was already considered Heter, vis-a-vis the Asheris of Zmana Egel, because the Asheris before the Zmana of the Egel have Bittel, and the Asheris of the Zmana Egel don't have Bittel. So this isn't that the heter was null ad b'tarovus. The heter preceded the tarovus. Now, if so, the trees that they served, that the goyim served, bizman asiyas ha'egel, immediately when a goy serves an asherah, and it was asered, because the goy served it, it's already misbatel barov hasheros shehayu kodem ha'egel. So at that moment, it's misbatel in the rov of asheros that were before the time of the Egel. So granted that the Asheros before the Egel are not yet mutter because they weren't yet mevatel them, nevertheless, their Isser is more kal than the Ilanos Shenevdu B'Shas HaEgel. She'oisem She'koidem HaEgel Mo'ilahem Bittel Ali De Goy. The ones before the Egel have Bittel through the Goy, and the Ilanos B'Shas HaEgel have no Bittel. So every time they serve a tree, a goy serves a tree, and now it's batel berov trees that we know that are yachasi, that are relative to this tree, are heter. Even before the bittel of the trees that preceded the egel. Right now, the goy b'shas egel is serving a tree, bowing down to a tree. So this tree is aser; it never has bittel, right? Because he's the shliach of the Jew, and no bittel olamis. But now it's batel and all the other trees that preceded the egel, which is the rov. So again, we have the kasha. Why don't we say that the miut shenevdu b'shas ha'egel are going to be misbatel barov asheret shekodem egel shekili surayu, that have a more kal iser. So you're right, sof, everything's going to be usher. In the meantime, Medina Varzara, but the nafkamina is going to be when they force the goyim to be mevatel the avodah zaras. So this is going to be effective for all the asheris in Eretz Yisrael. And don't tell me sheheter nolad b'toch ha'tarovis. No. Because the heter was already there before there was a tarovis. Because in relation to the trees served before the egel, the trees served during the Egel are Isser. And that's Batal, because the trees served before the Egel are considered Heter. They got to be trees served during the Egel, because their Isser is more common, as we said before. If you have two Chatichos that are Mutter Bahana, one Chatichos Zasser Bahana, the Chatichos Zasser Bahana falls in the Chatichos that are Mutter Bahana, they're all considered Mutter Bahana. Because this is considered Tarobas of Isser and Heter. Even though Lamais, it's all Isser, it's all Isser Bachila, but it's relative. So the Isser, the Chaticha that's Aser Bahana, relative to the Chatichos that are Aser Bachila, is considered Isser in relationship to their Heter. And Mimela, when it falls in, it's Batal. Even though it's the same Shem Isser. Here also we have the same Shem Isser of Avadazara, of Asheros, but the Asheros that preceded the Egel have Bittel, so the Isser is Kal, vis-a-vis the Asheros that are during the Egel that don't have Bittel. So every time you serve an Asherah that during this man of the Egel, every time a guy serves it, so then it's going to be like it's going to be Bittel Barov, Barov Heter. In the meantime, they're all going to be Aser, because there hasn't yet been Bittel on the trees that preceded the Egel. But once you do Bittel on trees that preceded the Egel, now all the trees are going to be Mutter. They all have the status of trees that preceded the Egel. So again, why is there no Bittel and all the trees should be Mutter? So a possible Svara would be, says Hagana of Harut Shlita, that Avodah Zarah B'Goy has Bittel, Rashi says, Avodah Zarah and Bezan Mishnah, that Oved Kochav and Posel Eloho, that a Goy can passel, he can disqualify his God. And that Bittel doesn't work for Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, because you have to, it's Tom Geniza. You have to put it away. There's no Bittul because it's Tom Geniza. But the Avodah Zarah B'Goy, he has the power to be Mevatel his God. So now, say as follows. It would appear that as long as the Goy didn't passel his God, it's like all other Avodah Zarah l'chol chumrasa. And it's a matzav ha-mischadish, which means mevatel the Avodah Zarah, it's something new. It's not that the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Kal Mishal Yisrael. No, it's the same chomer. It's just that a Goy has the power to be mevatel it, which is something new, because it's his God, so he can disqualify it. But in the meantime, until he does so, it has the same chomer as the Avodah Zarah of that a Jew serve. And if that's the case, if it's the same Darga Se'isser of Avodah Zarah of a Jew, then Taka the Heter was Nolad B'Tarobes. We wanted to say that the Heter wasn't Nolad B'Tarobes because it was already Heter beforehand, before the Bittel, vis-a-vis the Avodah Zarah of the Jew, because the Avodah Zarah of the Jew has no Bittul Olamis, and this Avodah Zarah of a Goy has Bittul. So the Heter already started before the actual Maisa of doing Bittul on the Avodah Zarah. So it's the Heter wasn't Olamis Tarov, it's the Heter was already before. The Heter was already before they served Avodah Zarah in the time of the Egel. The other trees that they served before the Egel already considered Mutter vis-a-vis the trees that they served at the time of the Egel? Answer is no. It's the same Darga of Chumrah. And there's something new when you're Mevatel, that the Goy passes his God. That means that the Heter is no let now B'tocha Tarobes. And if the Heter is no let B'tocha Tarobes, we don't say there's no Taras Bittel. And if there's no Taras Bittel, then Kol Kavua Kamechtza Mechtza, that makes sure to explain why all the Asheris were Aser. So that is he'ara number one on Rabbi Kiva Eger. There are three more he'aras on Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I am hoping that in the next shiur we are able to discuss those. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.